Carlos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Ayin, and good to be back on the mic after a bunch of busy days, Baruch Hashem. But thank God everything is good for Simchas and for good things. We have the schus of finishing the seventh parak and beginning the eighth parak today, but we have to just finish up a discussion we had at the end of Samach Tes, really the middle down of Samach Tes on the Beis, where we had this really, really long Mishnah, if you remember. And then we're going to start about halfway up the fat lines. Itmar is the last word on the line, maybe like 15 lines up or so. Could I read it inside? Because if you really were, I left off personally yesterday was the Igat Amri, like four lines up, but that's just another version of the Machloka starting from Itmar, so it really is Kedai just to read through the whole thing, in a minute or two. Then we'll go right there, and then we'll finish the Perek, and we'll move on to Perek Ha'arel, which is going to take us for a bit, right? This is a short Perek, but Ha'arel is going to take us a couple of weeks. Okay. Says the Gemara now, Itmar, Merhaba ala Rusosu b'Veischama. Again, if someone sleeps, if you remember from yesterday, if you did the daf yesterday, up until the end. So if someone who sleeps with his fiance, right, had Erison in his father-in-law's house, Rav Amar Havlad Mamzer, Shmuel Amar Havlad Shtuki, Melchokas Rav Shmuel, Rav says it's a Mamzer. We assume that the assumption is that she had Bia not only with him, but with other people. And Shmuel says, we're not sure who the father is, right? The Shtuki is a Suffolk Mamzer. So Amar Rav says, Machlokas Rav and Abaye, right? Rav at first, right? That Mistabri the Milsay the Rav, right? He likes Rav's Shita that he's a Mamzer, right? The Daime Me Alma, in the scenario, right, where we're concerned that she was sleeping with other people. Avalo Daime Me Alma, Sabasra Didesha Dinalai, but if there's no rumors that she's sleeping with other people, so then we assume that it's from him. And Amar Rav, Rav says, how do you know? Right? The Dekatani, because our Mishnah, right? Our long Mishnah, right? Yalda Tochal, right? Our Mishnah says that if she gave birth, right, to a kid, right, again, this is talking about a Kohen that slept with a Yisraelis, right, so the child, right, we assume it's a Kohen, right, so Hegi Dami, what's the case where we assume that the child, right, is a Kohen? So you live with the Diamond May Alma, so Yalda Amai Tochal, if you tell me we're concerned this woman is sleeping around, so why do we assume he's a Kohen? Why do we assume he can eat Truma? So Ella, Lav Minei Daima, Velo Diamond May Alma, right, but it must be a case where there's rumors that she was with him, but not with anybody else. And that must be that's the only logical reason to assume that he's with the Kohen, because we assume that the woman only slept with the Kohen, nobody else. So, Mahazam del Hayisura, Hayisura, Basar de Desha Dinalei, and over there, what's the case where she's usher both of them? Right? But we assume he's the Kohen, so Hacha, so over here, del Hayisura, Hayatera, it's not really Heter, but it's more Heter. Right? In our case, when she slept with the Arusa, which she's kind of sort of allowed to, right? We said it's an Isra de Rabbanan for a person to sleep with his Arusa. So lahayisur lahayiterav, and so we assume when there are two possibilities are either something that was also something that was mutter or more mutter, right? The kosher can't, so certainly we're going to assume that she slept with the guy who was more mutter. So therefore, we assume that the kid is fine, and so therefore only time again the Rava says the only time Rava Shita makes sense is when there was rumors that the woman was with other people and not only the arus and her husband. I guess if she's an arusa, he's an arus. Yeah, I guess so. Okay, either way, I'm like Abaye said, what do you mean? La'olam imlecha. Right, call here the diamond minay. I forgot the low diamond me'alma. He said, no, really. If there's rumors that she was with her fiance and not anyone else, still I'm a Rav Havlad Mamzer. Still Rav is going to say it's a Mamzer. It's my time. Why? Because the Ramina mean the Afka Nafshe the Gabayaros Afka Nafshe the Alma. We assume that since she was Mafka herself too, I mean she's a Hefkerveld, right? She's kind of debased herself to her fiance, so to other people. So Masnissen, so the Mishnah, so why do we assume, right, if she's concerned that she's sleeping out with other people, so why do we assume that the Mishnah says, why does the Mishnah assume that the kid is a Kohen if she slept with the Israelis? So Masnissen, Shayushneim, Chayushim, and Bez Asurim. There must be a case where it must be that the child is from him. Right, so there's no way, there is no one else, right? For example, they were in jail, so that's why the child would be assumed to be a Kohen in Yitzhuma, but if there's, in the other scenario, we assume that she's been sleeping around. Okay, now today's daf. Ikad Amri, now people say no. That Babala, Kuli Amla Pligi de Basri de Desha Dinale. That if the people who are engaged, right, meaning that's where he slept in the Beis Chamav, everybody agrees, right, that we assume, even Bai Rava, right, Rav Shmuel, everybody agrees that the kid is a product of that union. So therefore, what's the machlokas Rav Shmuel, whether the kid is a mamzer or a suffolk mamzer? That's arusa sheibra. Not if that. No, we're not going to phrase it as if they slept together, We know that they were sleeping together. With the here, we don't know if they were sleeping together, and all of a sudden she's pregnant. So Rav Amar Rav Lab Mamzer Shmuel Amar Rav Lashtuki. That's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Mistabra Milsa de Rav, Dalo Damim Minei, Vidamim Me'alma. Rav's Shita, that is a Mamzer, makes sense, right? If we assume there was no rumors that they were together, meaning we don't assume they didn't. He didn't sleep over at the father-in-law's house. We don't assume that they were together, but for whatever reason, we're nervous, we're concerned. There's rumors that she slept with other people. But if you tell me that there's rumors he slept over, and you know there's rumors that they slept together, so so then best right today, shadim eloy. But even though there's rumors of her sleeping around elsewhere, right, we're going to go based on. We're going to assume that the kid is from the fiance. Amarav Rav says, "Minah Avila," and I'll prove it to you. The Gatani, because our Mishnah again, this is the same, a different version of this of the Machlokes, but again, based on the same thing. So okay, he's going to prove it again from our Mishnah. Yalda Tochal, again, if a woman slept with a Kohen, so we assume that the child is a Kohen, he can eat Truma. So Hechidami, what's the case? The case is we're concerned that she slept with a Kohen and not nobody else. So you mean the Tochal, right? Well, you don't have to tell me that the kid's a Kohen, obviously he is. There's Allah, the Daime, Name, Me, Alma. It must be a scenario where we're concerned that she may have slept with other people as well. And if you're telling me, like in that case, where again she's ushered to everybody, we'll still assume that the kid is the Kohen's. So, certainly over here, where she was quote unquote allowed to be with her fiance, as opposed to other people, but we certainly will assume that the child is from him. So Amalei Baye Baye said, no, Omer Dei Melucha, Kol Eichad Dami Me Alma, Afal Gav De Dami Minei, Amar Rav Avalad Mamzer. But really, again, Rav Baye says the same thing. Really, I tell you, when she has rumors that she slept with other people, even though that she also has rumors that she slept with him, still Rav's going to say the kid's a Mamzer. Because we assume that maybe so it came from somebody else. Our Mishnah that said the kid is a Kohen, right? We assume it's from the Kohen. How did, why? If there are rumors that she was with other people, that's a case where there's no suspicion whatsoever. Right? So then, again, we assume that if they were together, meaning until the Kohen said something, right? Again, until we had some sort of, you know, understanding that she was with a Kohen. Obviously, if she's not sleeping with anybody, so then we don't assume he's a Kohen. But again, we had some sort of admission or some sort of information that she was with a Kohen. There are no rumors whatsoever. So that's the case where we assume that the kid is a Kohen, Kini Truma. But really, if there are rumors, the kid is going to be a monster. Okay, fine. Just quickly, the Mishnah said, "I have a posel mishum bia." Right, every kohen is gonna posel her. Right, again, if a bas kohen sleeps with a every kohen, so it's gonna posel her from eating truma. So my time, what's and then if they have a kid, right, meaning that if they have a kid, so that's gonna mess things up for her. That is not gonna mess things up for her. Again, if it's a bas kohen. Because the halacha is that if a bas kohen marries Yisrael, Yisrael dies, bas kohen goes back to her father's house, she gets truma again. We said that an eved kanani is not going to mess that up for them. So my time, what's the reason? So amakra, but yishav yiladeh atiyeh. What's the scenario? Right, meaning the daughter of a shifa kananis is an eved kanani. So even if that's we said her grandson, right, a descendant. Right, is an eved kanani. That's not going to mess her up. She's going to still be able to go back to her father's house and eat truma. So mamzer posel machil. Mamzer will puzzle a coin and then allow a Yisraelis. So tana rabbanan with the raisa. Again, how do we? What's the mucker? Right, that for this halacha that again that even kids were the mamzerim or whatever. Right, that will. Apostle, let's say the parents from eating chumas, with the vizera in law, again, that the bas kohen goes back to her father's house if her husband dies, right? That's only if she has no kids, right? Inli elazara, zara mean, how do you know about grandkids? Right? Any type of children, right? So even, right, grandkids will still apostle her from going back to her father's house and eating chumas. Inli elazara kosher, so apostle minayin, how do you know that that also applies to mamzerim? So Tamalomas, the positive Zara Inla, right? Ayinla, right? Check into her, right? Look into her offspring and check it out, right? Even the Psulim will mess her up and not allow her to go back to her father's house. And Yitro was, I've high affected Lazara Zara, but didn't you just use that puzzle already? Squire says, yeah, Lazara, well, you're right, in Ekonami, but we didn't really need that puzzle for Zara Zara. Zara Zara, you don't need a puzzle for that because B'nai Bonim, Harim, Gabonim, my grandkids are like kids. I said, therefore, Ki Yitzra Kura, Lazara puzzle, therefore, you can use that puzzle. That puzzle is available to teach me about a Zara puzzle, right? A mamzer that's going to mess her up from eating Trima. Okay, we've mentioned let's finish the parak. We have a lot of drushes at the beginning of the eighth parak also. So if you like those drushes, we're going to get to some more of them. Amalei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan Kiman. Again, now we had said in the Mishnah again that if the kid of a Jew and an Eved Kanani is a mamzer. Because obviously it goes based on the mother that the kid is Jewish, but it's still a mamzer. So who's that like? That's Rabbi Kiva. Yesh mamzer v'chayvei lavin. Right, that's an Isra Lav, and that would create some mamzer. So it must be my Rabbi Kiva shita, right? The other Rishita, if you remember early in the Masechta, the other shitas, whether it's an Isra Kari, is Isra B'Shamayim. Okay. So Gemara says, actually, Rafilu Tema Rabbanan. You can even say that this is the Rabbanan, even though the Rabbanan say it's only Kari's. But the Avukachavim ve'eved modu. Apparently, maybe they would, right, we had this also, that maybe they would be modu, then maybe they would agree in the case where the Eved Kanani or a guy is the father, so it could be that they would agree as well. By the said the name of Rabbi, that over Chacham David about by Shaul about Mamzer. Again, that's the Chacham Shita. Rabbi is the Chachamim, right? Who's against Rabbi Kiva on this? So that could be right. If that's very possible that the Chachamim agree. Right, Pasha says that they agree with Rabbi Kiva in that case where the father is a guy or an Eved Kanani. Kongal the Pam Shaposel, and sometimes Kongal the will Pasel. Woman from having truma, so turn around with the Rebbeza, Hareini, Kaparas ben Biti Kuza, Shachaleini, Betruma, Hareini, Kaparas ben Biti Keda, Shaposlani, Mina Truma. So again, there's a phrase that the grandmother could say. Again, if you remember, we had this Kakamimi case where the grandmother could have two children, right, two grandchildren, one is a mamzer, one's a kohen gadol, and the mamzer, right, is going to allow her to eat truma, and the mamzeres, not the mamzeres, and the kohen gadol is not, right? What was that case? If you remember, right, it was probably discussed when we learned the Mishnah yesterday. So again, if a woman, again, a Bas Yisrael marries a kohen, right, has a daughter who has a son with a goy. So the son is a mamzer, and then, right, if the daughter dies, right, so then the bas kohen is still allowed to eat truma, right? Again, the original, the bas yisrael is still allowed to eat truma because she was married to a kohen, right? And her daughter, even the meaning the mamzer is not considered to be, the mamzer keeps her in the marriage. Right, she is their apostle, and she's considered to be a child of these Bas Yisrael and the Kohen, and therefore we assume that the Bas Yisrael is still married to the Kohen, because she, meaning, assuming right, that keeps her in the Parsha of Truma, because she still has Zerah, she still has children, even though he's a Mamzer. But then if he dies, and she then marries a Yisrael, and then she has a kid, and then she has a daughter, who marries a Kohen, meaning that's a Bas Yisrael, marries a Kohen, and that son becomes a Kohen Gadol, so then if the daughter dies, so then the Kohen Gadol is not going to allow her to eat Truma, because that's that Kohen Gadol grandson is going to maintain her second marriage to Yisrael, which apostles her from having Truma. So the Mamzer from the original marriage is going to maintain her marriage to the Kohen. The Kohen Gadol from the second marriage is going to maintain her marriage to the Yisrael, and that scenario disallow her from eating Truma. Okay, either way, Hadron Lacha, Almana and Ha'orel. Right, let's do Perek Ha'orel. First word of Masechta, the Masechta. First word of the Perek Ha'orel is subject to a dispute. A dispute that's found in a bunch of places in Shas. We say in Orel, what do you mean? Someone who does not have a bris. Yeah, thank you. But meaning, why don't they have a bris? So Rashi over here, first Rashi on the Perek, Kohen Shemezu Achiv Machmas Mila. This guy, Rechman al-Atzlan, he had two older brothers who died because of Mila. The halacha is, right, we saw by the Chazakas, if you remember, that you do not do a Mila on this third kid. And he is an Arel, right? He has a foreskin, as you'll see in a second. The halacha is, lo yochalu b'truma. He's not allowed to eat truma, right? He is He is Pasul. Toso is not here, but Rabbeinu Tam, right, is quoted here in the Tosfos Yeshanim. Right, Rabbeinu Tam is known for his shita that said that's ridiculous. That's a case of an ones. What's it's not this kid's fault. And Orel, rather, whenever the Torah says an Orel, it means someone who specifically decided when they were older, obviously not when they were 8 years old, 8 days old, but when they were older, they decided not to have a bris milah. They were afraid of the pain, whatever it was. What Tosfos Yeshanim calls Meshumad La'arelus. Right, they have no interest in getting bris milah. They did it on purpose. But this is by the case where the guy's two older brothers passed away because of milah. That's an onus. That's not his fault. That would not be halachically considered an orel. So, okay, so with that background, let's just dive into the Mishnah. Ha'orel v'chol tameim lo yochlu b'truma. Right, an orel, right, and the tameim, right, someone who's tamei, right, cannot eat truma. But, right, nishosem, nishehem v'avdehem yochlu b'truma. Their wives and their servants, their slaves, their kinyan kaspo, they can eat truma. Meaning that's not a psul b'guf ha'kohen. Happens to be that they're not allowed to eat truma, but it's not like an apostle, right, other people. But p'tsu adaga chrus shufcha, is someone who Rahman al-Islam is some damaged in the private area. We'll explain exactly what that is. Hein v'avdeim yochlu, right? They are talking allowed to have truma, right? Because that's not a but. Shoseim lo yochlu, but any their bia will passel their women to make them chalalas, so they cannot have their wives are not allowed to eat truma. But v'im lo yoda misha nasa p'tzua daka krus shufcha hare elu yochlu. But if whatever reason, they got married, and then there was some sort of injury, and then he didn't sleep with her after the injury, so that's mutter, right? He didn't passel her, and therefore they are allowed to eat truma. Ve'ezu p'tzua daka, what is that? So that's kol sheniftzu ha'beitzim shalo filu akas mehem. If it's some sort of injury to the testicles. Krus shofcho, what is that? Kol shenikeres agid, right? Anybody who Rachman al-Tzlan has some part of the male aver cut off. Ve'nishtar me'atara filu gechud asayra. And if any part of the crown of the male aver is left, so then kosher, then that's He's still good. Okay. Tanya will end the Rabbisa. Amar Rabbi Lezer says that Minayin La'arl She'ein Ochel B'Truma. How do you know? Where did you get that from that an Arl is not a Lady Truma? Nemar Toshav V'Sachir B'Pesach, Nemar Toshav V'Sachir B'Truma. Right? It says Toshav V'Sachir by both Pesach and Truma. And therefore, Ma Toshav V'Sachir Amar B'Pesach Arl Aserbo. Right? Just like a Toshav V'Sachir that is said by the Korban Pesach, by Korban Pesach, an Arl is not allowed to have. So, Ma Toshav V'Sachir, right? Ha Amar B'Truma Arl Aserbo. Again, so too by Truma as well. Rabbi Kiva Omer and Utsarach. Rabbi Kiva says, you don't need that. Rabbi Omer, because the Pesach says, Ish. Right? The Rabbis are Arl. Right, that's a pasuk. Anybody who's a mitzora, right, not allowed to eat kachim. So that includes arel, right? So that's truma is part of kachim. So that's someone who's tummy, someone who's messed up. Right, that already includes an arel. So Amar Mar, we said right again, the Rabbi Lezer Omer never toshav v'sakar pesach, never toshav v'sakar b'truma. Right, my toshav v'sakar, my pesach arel aserbo. After toshav v'sakar, I'm a b'truma arel aserbo. So that was the Gzeir Shavuot we used, right, to teach us that an arel is not allowed to eat truma. So the Gemara just points out that mufne, that this is a Gzeir Shavuot that is open, that is available to be learned, and the different types of Gzeir Shavuot. As we'll see in a second, one that is open, one that is open on one side, and one that is open on neither side, meaning that we're kind of using those words for other drashos. But this one clearly seems to be open, and meaning the implication is that if this one is open and available to be used, meaning the words are not tied up by any other drasha, so that then it's irrefutable, even though logic might dictate that it should be. So that's what the Gemara points out. The Ilu Mufnim, because if it wasn't available, if it wasn't open, so then Ikan Mifrach, you could have asked. The Pesach is different than Truma. Mala Pesach, Shekei Chayev, and Lomish and Pigol, Venozer, Vatame. You have all these extra aspects, extra halakos by Pesach, she shouldn't necessarily be able to learn that's true, so that Gemara says lai afnuye mufna that inachinami, that it is open and available. So the Gemara says hey mufna, which one is free and open and available? So the Gemara says either the truma, meaning we'll see in a second that it's really only one of them that is available. Either truma, if it's the one that truma, so it's just trichy, so you need that pasuk. The Tanya, because we're in the Brisa, toshav is a kinyan olam, that a toshav is an evid ivri, that is for really an evid nirtza, right? He's going to go free by yovel. This week's Parsha's Bahar. You could say this week, because in Chutz La'aretz it's next week, and Eretz Yisrael is last week. But all right, either way, this week's Parsha, right, so then that's a Kani Kinyan Olam. That's going to, he's going to be a Nirtza, that's an Evid Ivri that decides to stay past the 6 years, right? He bore, right? Everyone knows the hole in the ear thing by the door, right? Parsha Mishpatim. Okay. Either way, so that's Toshav Sacher, who can't even give a Shanim. That's already an Eved Ivri that goes free at Shemitah. So both of those are not allowed to eat Truma, right? Only the Eved Kanani, which is considered to be Kevin Kinyan Kaspo, that's someone who's allowed to eat Truma. So Gemara says, but Yomar Toshav El Yomar Sacher. The Gemara says, I don't understand. Why do you need both of them? Right, it's an Eved Ivri. One of them is going free at Shemitah, one of them is going free at Yovel. Right, so why don't you just teach me one of them? Vani Omer, and I would just say, Kone Kinin Olam Eno Ochal, Kone Kinin Shem Melkosha Kain. If you tell me that an Eved Ivri who's staying till Yovel is not allowed to eat Truma, certainly an Eved Ivri who's only staying till Shemitah is not allowed to go, not allowed to eat Truma. Gemara says, if you only had one of them, so Ilu Kain, Haizi Omer, Toshav Zekinin Kinin Shanim, Abba Kone Kinin Olam Ochal. That if you only had one of them, you would have assumed that the word that we had is referring to an Eved Yisrael, an Eved Ivri who's staying till Shemitah, and he's not allowed to eat Truma, but an Eved Ivri who's staying till Yovel, right, the more permanent Kinyan Olam type of Eved Ivri, so you would thought that he can eat Truma. So therefore, Basakhe, Eved Limin Altoshav, Shavu Pisha, Kinyan Shek, Alpha Pisha, Kanoi, Kinyan Olam, Ain Ochel, that even though, right, so we have the other ones, therefore we see that both of them are not allowed to eat Truma. So Gemara says, okay, so that one has got to be, that's used up. Those words are taken care of for other drashas. So the Pesach Mufti, it must be that the words Toshav and Sacher are open and available by Pesach. So, because Gemara says, Hi Toshav and Sacher, the cause of Machmana the Pesach, mine you. Right? Because the words Toshav and Sacher by Korban Pesach don't refer to an Eved Ivri. If you tell me that they're in Eved Ivris, so Mishum Dehavale Toshav Sacher, you put them in Pesach. What do you mean? Those are Jews. Right? There's no reason for them not to be in the Korban Pesach. But we know already that those type of Eved Ivris, right, don't eat Truma. Right? We don't need to tell me that they're going to eat Truma. So Alma lo kani le rabbi, Alma lo kani le rabbi, Hakanami lo kani le rabbi. Right? Meaning we know that that's not a Kenyan kaspo to allow them to eat Truma. So Gemara says, Elaf nu yitzur eler in Hakanami, that you don't need that. You don't need those words. So therefore, my guess is that's what it's available for the Gzeir Shava. Okay. Okay, so the Gemara points out, so the Gemara just highlights that, yeah, okay, so now this Gzeir Shav is open on one side. Problem is, right, that we said a Gzeir Shav that's open on both sides is irrefutable, but open on one side, as we'll see in a second, that you can knock out. And if you have some logic to knock out the Gzeir Shav, then you can get rid of it. Right, Rabbi Elazar says, if you have a Gzeir Shav that's open on only on one side and not both, right, you can knock it out. Gemara says, well, given the Lukufi lo tzarich, right, shadi chad alamed, v'shadi chad amalamed, right, since the pasuk is not really necessary, and you have all these extra, these two extra words, so you have one of them alamed, one of them to teach me, and one of them to learn, meaning one of them for Truma, one of them for Pesach, right, v'avi l'gzir shav, mufna mishnei tzadim, so you do this kind of like song and dance, little mechanism here, and since you have two words that are available, so one of them is for Truma, one of them is for Pesach, and it says gzir shav, it's as if it's open on both sides. Gemara says, "Ima Pesach onen aser bo, af Truma onen aser bo." Okay, if you're connecting Pesach and Truma, well, an onen is aser by to eat the korban Pesach, right? Maybe it should be also aser by Truma. We know that's not true. So I'm like Rabbi Yossi ben Chani bar Chanina. Amakro the pasuk says, "Kol v'chol zar." Right, zaros amarti the chavlo aninos. Because we have an extra pasuk that teaches me that a zar is not allowed to eat Truma, but an onen is allowed to. So Gemara says, "Ve'imalo la relos." Well, maybe you should tell me not that an onen is allowed to eat Truma, but that an arel is allowed to eat Truma. So Gemara says, well, haksiv toshav asachir. Again, it says, what do you mean? We just did that. Right? We had a gzer shava, right? See, from Pesach. Gemara says, okay, but Mara Isa. But why do you see that made you use that drasha over this one? Meaning, why did you exclude arel and include aninus into eating Truma? So Gemara says, Mistabra Arelis Havile Liribuye. It makes a lot more sense that you would include, it's right, a little bit of weird logic, right? Weird terminology. You're including Arel to the Isser of eating Truma. Right? It's a little, the word, phraseology is strange. Is strange. Shekein mechusar maise, right? Umaise gufo, vionish koresh, vieshna lefnea dibur. Umila zhara vada of ma'akevas. Because we have all these halachos, right? By an oral. Because first of all, he's missing a mitzvah. Right, he's not. He hasn't done the mila. Umaisa v'gufo, and the maisa has to be done on his body. And if he doesn't do it, he gets kares. And there was a mitzvah before Maimon Har Sinai. Right, Avram obviously was told to get a mila. Umila zechar v'avada makavas, and also you have to also make sure that all of your property, right, and Eved Kenani also needs a bris mila. All your property also has bris mila before you bring the korban pesach. So you have all these chumras. So it makes more sense to say that an RL is more serious. Therefore, we should exclude it from Truma as well as Korban Pesach. So Gemara says, I don't know, what do you mean? I'll bring you some chumras by Ninus. Right, Ninus, I will let the Rebuye, Shekin Yeshna Bechol Shah, Venehegez Banashim Benashim, Ve'im Be'adil Atakin Ez Atzma. Again, Ninus is more stringent, maybe. And we should have excluded it from Truma. Because again, it happens all, it's Shaykh all the time, meaning any time, again, that you can't really fix that, right? Again, the Rechman al-Slam, a person passes away, and they're a close relative, so a person becomes an Oni. Right? The second you get a bris mila, you're done. And also, obviously, that also applies to women, and you can't do anything about it, right? Again, Kosh Baruch Hu decides when the person becomes an Oni. That's what it says, Hanak Nefishan, yeah, Nechonami, but still, the Arelus, right, the Arel had more chumras. Okay, fine. Rava Amar, Rava says, okay, regardless of whether Orel is more, had more chumras than Aninas, Nami Malo Matzis Amras, Shavkin Arelas Dexil Begufe, the Pesach, Velfin Aninas, be Pesach. Right, the Pesach Gufe, Meister Gabrinan. Again, because Orel is a halacha that is written specifically by Korban Pesach. Right, so if you're learning something from Korban Pesach to Truma, it makes more sense to take a halacha that is written specifically by Korban Pesach, as opposed to Aninus, which is not written exact by Korban Pesach. You have to learn that from Maaser Sheni, that you're not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni. That meaning that doesn't mean it says that an Onain is not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni Beferish. So again, that's how we learn. That's how we get it from Korban Pesach. That's how we get it to Korban Pesach from Maaser Sheni. So it makes more sense to take a halacha that was written specifically by Pesach as opposed to a halacha that we learned from somewhere else to Korban Pesach. For Ima Pesach Milach Zuchara Vavadav Makaves, so Af Chumas Milach Zuchara Vavadav Makaves. Now why don't we do the following? Meaning, now again, if you're going to connect Pesach and Truma, so by Pesach, as we mentioned before, you have to have all your slaves, your possessions, your males, everybody in your family has to have a mila. If you don't, you can't do Korban Pesach. Maybe that should be true of Truma as well. So that Amar Kra, right, Umalta Oso Az Yochalbo. Like the Pasuk says, right, again by Eved Kenani, right, you have to give him a bris mila, and then he can eat Truma. Korban Pesach, sorry. So Milas Zuchara Vavadav Makabas Bo Milachol Pesach, Vei Milas Zuchara Vavadav Makabas B'Truma, because it says Bo, right, Az Yochalbo, right, it's talking about Korban Pesach. Only that this halakha, specifically bo, is specifically by Korban Pesach. Gemara says, "Yachi emem v'chol orel lo yochal bo, right? Bo eno ochal, eno aval ochal b'truma." Well, okay, if that's true, then maybe he should be able to eat truma. Meaning, if you tell me that the halakha of having a mila, right, is only by Pesach, right? So why we assume that an orel is not allowed to eat Pesach and is not allowed to eat truma? Maybe that halakha of orel is also only specific to Korban Pesach. So Gemara says, "Haksiv Toshav Sacher." What do you mean? We have the Gzeir Shava that connects the two. Ah, Gemara Isa. Okay, but why'd you use that drasha over this drasha? So Gemara says, "Mistavra again, Arelus Tegufe Havelay Leribuish Kei Maisav Gufo Vanush Karis." Again, it makes more sense that you should extend Orel to Pesach, right, because it has these chumras, right, that it's get Karis and it's a Maisa that you missed up on your own body. So Gemara says, "Either Abba, what do you mean? Milu Zuchar Vavadav Havelay Leribuish Kei Yeshna Bechosha." What do you mean that you have to? The halacha of your whole family not having a mila and preventing you from not allowing you to eat Korban Pesach, that's shayach all the time. Meaning that even if you give a bris, let's say to yourself or someone else, right? Let's say you have another kid, right? And or you have another slave, and now you have the chiyuv again, right? That chiyuv is recurring, as opposed to the chiyuv of an orel, right? That is fixed, right? When you get a milah. So says well, a regular still has more chumras, and therefore we're going to learn that from the Gzer Shavah. Vibay same, another answer. But Lo Nafisha, it doesn't matter that Arelus has more chumras. Namilo Matzis Omres, right? Me, still, you can't say that the Gzer Shavah that is going to. Still, you can't say that. I mean, still, you can't say that you can't mess up. 1 second. Still, you shouldn't say that the halacha. Yeah, still, you shouldn't say that the halacha of all your slaves being mal, having a bris milah, should be transported to Truma. Because there's no, it doesn't work. Meaning by a truma, right? Your arelim are allowed to eat truma. So other people, right, it doesn't make sense that if your other families, what did I just say? No, that's not true. Arel is not allowed to eat truma. Hold on. What does that mean? Mika midi darelus to gufei lo makave. His own arelus is not makave him for midi truma. It is makave him for midi truma. Okay, I'm not sure. Oh, I'm sorry. Inechanami. Meaning, if you the shaila would be if you use the gzera shava to teach me that not that an RL passes you from truma, but that having all of your property not uncircumcised passes you from truma. So in that scenario, that theoretically, if you yourself were uncircumcised, were an RL, and then all of your servants were also arelim, it would be the servants that would pass you from eating truma, but not your own arelos, not your own lack of bris milah, which makes no sense. Right? So it must be that the gzera shava is going on you having a milah as opposed to your avadim, because otherwise it would not make sense for your avadim who are being uncircumcised would pass you from truma when you yourself are an arel, but that would not puzzle you from truma. Yeah, that's a shot. Okay. Well, anyway, good to be back. Invite you on the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.